You're listening to What the Tech, the podcast brought to you by ProServe IT, where we discuss the latest in technology trends and innovations. Today's episode is the last part of our series, AI, Your Copilot. We'll go in depth into AI power cybersecurity, specifically looking at Microsoft Copilot for security. Join us as we discover how AI is transforming cybersecurity operations, empowering organizations to stay ahead of evolving threats. Throughout this episode, you'll learn about the features of Copilot for security, its integration with Microsoft Sentinel, and real-world applications of AI in cybersecurity. So get ready and join us as we explore the future of cybersecurity with Copilot.
My name is George Abusamra, and I'm our principal consultant and the security practice lead here at ProServe IT. As for the agenda today, first we'll start off with explaining what is Microsoft Copilot for security. Then we'll talk a little bit about how Copilot for security works. I'll let you know high level how it works, and then we can dig a little bit deeper throughout this webinar and throughout the demo later in the session. And we can talk about the different security products that it can integrate with as well. Our primary focus for this webinar will be with the integration with Microsoft Sentinel. Then we'll go through some scenarios where you as a business can use Copilot for security and examples for real-world applications as well. I'll walk you through the demo architecture of how Copilot for security can be integrated with Microsoft Sentinel. And knowing that Copilot for security isn't really generally available today, I will demonstrate some of the features of how we can integrate Microsoft Sentinel with the capabilities of Copilot for security using Azure OpenAI. And last but not least, we'll go through a Q&A session to answer any questions that you might have. All right, so what is Microsoft Copilot for security? Copilot for security is a Microsoft-developed security tool that leverages Microsoft-developed security models that are specific to cybersecurity. Now, you've already probably heard about the various other copilots out there, like GitHub Copilot, that's used to help with coding and scripting. There's Microsoft 365 Copilot that helps boost productivity and creativity. In this case, as the name states, it is specific to security. It uses Microsoft's technologies and combines them with a large language model. So Copilot for security initially provides clear and actionable insights in minutes as opposed to hours. So as you already know, when it comes to security, every second counts. And that's where Copilot for security can be used as a support for those security analysts that need to respond to security incidents quicker. And another thing about Copilot for security is that it uses natural language prompts like ChatGPT does. So you can talk with it, you can chat with it, and it performs those steps in a much shorter process. Another interesting area that Copilot for security focuses on is that it uses machine learning algorithms and AI to analyze security events in real time. So it looks at data from different data sources, like your Microsoft 365 environment, from your Azure environment, third-party services, different threat intelligence feeds, just to name a few. And it gains a deeper understanding of the potential impact of each event. So by doing this, it can identify patterns and anomalies that other systems may miss. And it correlates seemingly unrelated events to determine if they are part of a larger attack. So if we receive some sort of event that a phishing attack came through an email and somebody clicked on it, how can we correlate that event to other security events within your environment? Maybe it started with a phishing email, then the hackers proceeded to the user's endpoints because now they have their credentials, then potentially to a database that the user has access to, so on and so forth. So it helps us paint that picture in a clear vision to see what the attack chain looks like. It can also identify unusual activity on users' accounts, such as repeated login attempts from different locations. Or maybe you want to look for unusual data downloads. So somebody's downloading a whole bunch of data from your environment that is typically not what that user does on a regular basis. So it can use the understanding of the context to determine if this actually is suspicious, if that activity is suspicious or not. And that's because Copilot for Security has a more comprehensive view of your security posture, and it can compare the activity with historical data, with the way users previously behaved compared to their behaviors today, and as well as known threat vectors. Now, because Copilot for Security can analyze security incidents and data in real time, this reduces the burden on security analysts, who can then focus on more complex tasks that require human expertise. So all in all, it's used for various reasons, and we'll be elaborating more on those reasons today, but primarily for defenders to move at the speed and scale of AI. How does Microsoft Copilot for Security work? Let's just watch this quick 2-minute video of how it works.
Microsoft Security Copilot is not only an OpenAI large language model working with your security technology, it's so much more. Microsoft Security Copilot builds on the latest innovation in large language models and uniquely goes beyond that, harnessing the foundational power of Microsoft's security expertise, global threat intelligence, and technologies to deliver tailored capabilities for security-specific use cases. The first thing you do is ask a question or give a command through the prompt. Security Copilot makes your prompt better with its security-specific system, which has a rich set of growing cyber skills. It is built on deep Microsoft security knowledge and continuous learning. It further adapts to the security domain using techniques like fine-tuning to augment an analyst's work. The system then grounds your prompt with fresh threat intelligence informed by Microsoft's 65 trillion signals and human intelligence. It connects directly to insights and to the end-to-end Microsoft security product portfolio, which helps strengthen the data and reduce mistakes to close the learning loop. Finally, it translates the response according to your prompt instructions using the capabilities and the magic of Microsoft's sophisticated system. This can take the form of text, code, or a visual that helps you see the full context of an incident, the impact, and the next steps you should take to deepen understanding or to take action directly for remediation and defense hardening. And it all comes together with Security Copilot at the heart of the Microsoft Security product portfolio. We deeply integrate Security Copilot with our existing product experiences and workflows across Defender, Sentinel, Intra, Intune, Purview, and Priva, so that security professionals will see the full benefit of Security Copilot's assistance as they go about their daily work. And it will work with third-party security products and data as well.
George, we have a question in the chat. Quintana is asking, is Copilot for Security able to recognize an org-wide phishing campaign?
Yes, it can. And you don't necessarily have to just rely on Copilot for Security for that. There are capabilities within the Defender for Office 365 Plan 2 specifically that can recognize an org-wide phishing campaign, just determine the number of users that have received that phishing campaign, the click rates, how many people have clicked on it, how many have not. And using the technology called ZAP or Zero Hour Auto Purge, Microsoft can eventually delete that suspicious or malicious email from everybody's mailboxes, hoping that nobody had clicked on them. And with the technology of safe links, hopefully that would also block the links from being accessed. However, generally speaking, without the need for AI, you can still detect an org-wide phishing campaign, but that just makes it even stronger with the AI capabilities and the response that you can apply within AI as well. Great question. All right, now this is something really important to understand. You have OpenAI on the left and you have Microsoft Security on the right. Now, what this indicates is that OpenAI and Microsoft are two separate companies. While they do leverage each other for, as an OpenAI uses Microsoft's hardware, they use their services, their data centers, and Microsoft uses OpenAI's large language models. So Microsoft doesn't directly send requests to OpenAI. It's just basically a copy of their models within Microsoft's data centers and paired with Microsoft's large language models with security as well. Now, this unique foundation between these allows it to leverage the technology of large language models, but isolates it in a way that combines the hyperscale technology of Microsoft that they have within their security models and all their threat intelligence signals, which are about 65 trillion signals globally daily related to security alone, and combines it in a way that allows customers to leverage it without it being shared on the internet or compromising your own data. That's a really critical point here, is that your data is your data. Microsoft is not using it to sell or to train their own models, and it's not being shared externally. What lives in your tenant stays within your tenant. And just like any other resource within Azure, for example, when you spin something up, it is in its own isolated container that you have full control over. You apply your own access restrictions with RBAC roles or role-based access controls, your own network security, so on and so forth. So you have full control over it.
George?
Yeah.
Okay, Mark has a question.
Sure.
Will Copilot for Security be able to learn about emerging threats and scams? If so, how will it distinguish legitimate threats from false leads? i.e. what are its data sources?
Great question. So Microsoft has, again, as I mentioned, over 65 trillion signals, security related, feeding into its own environment. And based on those threat intelligence feeds, it understands which ones are actors that are either emerging or have been previously known, which ones are hacking groups, which ones were not, which ones is just a random drive-by attack. It learns from your own environment, the data that it gets fed in, and it also learns from all the signals that Microsoft has as well. So the more you interact with it, the more it understands your own tenants, your own security posture, your own data, it's going to know how to act and how to give you the best recommendations moving forward against it. And to answer your question again, it does understand your typically what you don't see behind the scenes within your logs. It's going to be able to analyze those logs and try to correlate them together to try and identify whether this is a false positive, is this a true positive, is this an attack. Let's take spoofing as an example. Part of the attacks that come through, it could be an email from a legitimate user, or it could be a spoofed attack. Maybe the sending domain doesn't have the proper spoof protection in place, SPF decom and DMARC. Maybe somebody's being impersonated. So all that within its engine, it's going to understand the different technologies that it's supposed to scan and let you know, hey, this is a legitimate email, this is not a legitimate email, based on it failed spoofing, it failed the impersonation intelligence modules. Maybe it's actually a real user, however, it is false positive, where that requires human intervention to fully confirm that. But it does give you actionable insights on how to actually review said email, review said incident, and gives you a step-by-step process on how you can proceed moving forward as well. Very good question as well. So data is protected end-to-end, whether it's in transit or it's being stored as well. And we can't stress on this enough, because it's been a topic of conversation with a lot of our customers, because they use the ChatGPT reference. They know ChatGPT. Obviously, Copilot for Security is not out yet, so we're not able to get our hands on it and test the capabilities fully. ChatGPT is a paid but also a free service on the internet. And it is separate what we have in Azure. It uses the same underlying technologies, but the information is not being shared with OpenAI. It gets stored within your own environment. The next big thing that I love about Copilot for Security is that it is the belly button of the tooling, in a sense that you can have a single interface to be able to ask it questions between the six product families. Right now, you have to go to every single one of those portals, whether it's the Defender portal, the Sentinel portal, the Entra, Intune, et cetera. You have to have access to them. You have to have the correct permissions, and you have to have everything set up and somewhat be a subject matter expert in all of them as well. So if you're a SOC analyst and you're a threat defender, if you're not an expert in all these things, then there is a gap there. So where with Copilot for Security, you're able to go to that single interface, ask it a question, it understands the concept of what you're asking, and it'll interact with those services as a senior subject level matter expert. Now, it might not give you the exact answer you want the first time, which is part of it learning. But over the course of several interactions, it's going to be able to give you the information that you want using several different security contexts and skilling. All right, just make sure there's no questions there. Perfect. So this has the potential to empower everyone to use this and be an expert level across these tools. Anyone who's not thinking like this in a sense of building their tools with AI is probably going to be left behind. All right, so for those of those that have been using Microsoft Sentinel in the past, or if you've subscribed to ProServe IT's SOC as a service offering, Alarm Guardian, I just want to mention that you're not really new to AI. AI has been part of Microsoft Sentinel for a while now with one of its detection modules called Fusion. And Fusion detects or analyzes logs from various data sources. And it tries to correlate those logs together to draw the attack chain. And another part of that is something called user entity and behavior analytics, where it uses machine learning algorithms to detect anomalies in the behavior of users and the devices connected to the corporate network. So a user has been doing these activities for the past 14 days, for example, and suddenly their behavior has changed. They typically don't log into the server, but now they're seeing RDPing into it. That is an anomaly that we want to know about it as SOC analysts so that we can investigate this further. It could be a real user trying to log in to do some work, but however, over the last X amount of days, they were witnessed doing it. So let's investigate. Let's confirm with the user their activities. It could be a compromised credential trying to log into the servers to gain access to other servers or potentially deploy some sort of ransomware. So Copilot for Security isn't really a new way. It's not really new, but it's a new way to use AI with the various Microsoft services. And you've probably already seen some demos about it, but these are just some of the few use cases that we wanted to highlight during today's webinar. So these scenarios that we're going to talk about today are somewhat SOC specific. Now, it doesn't mean that Copilot for Security cannot be used for other areas in security, but just for the sake of this webinar, we are focusing on Copilot for Security in the SOC world and integrated with Microsoft Sentinel. Now, the ability to communicate with natural language and get the responses you need, regardless of the level of expertise the SOC analyst might have, is the real value here. You don't have to be a professional in everything security related to use Security Copilot. So as security professionals, we all know that we can't be experts in everything related to security, but now we just have a tool that can be our assistant. So for the first example here, the first scenario with an incident response, you can ask Copilot for Security to analyze a specific incident and give you a list of recommendations and steps to take to remediate, just part of your incident response plan. You can get details on how the attack started, what devices or users were part of the attack, and have it map out the attack chain for you as well to help with your investigation. So we're going to see some of these scenarios during our demo today. From a threat hunting perspective, you can ask Copilot for Security to find out if your organization is at risk from known vulnerabilities and if there's any exploits that are publicly available. But you have these public-facing servers. There are reasons for them to be public-facing. Let's just say they're your websites, for example. And you want to know if your operating system or the applications behind your operating system are vulnerable to some sort of exploit out there. Is it publicly available? Can hackers easily download that exploit and run an attack against your environment, knowing your public IP address? And doesn't necessarily have to be a well-known hacker out there. It could just be some random person downloading scripts off the internet and trying to find exposed servers or publicly facing services. Or you can just ask it if there's been any suspicious logins for the users that received phishing emails over a 10-day period. So these set of users received a phishing email. You want it to look back historically at the data because we're threat hunting in this case, if there's been any suspicious logins for those users that received that phishing email. Now that is a form of threat hunting and it can be used to give you insight around the data that you already have. And then eventually you can act on it. And from a security reporting perspective, you can ask Copilot for Security to create a PowerPoint slide outlining the incident and the attack chain with an executive summary, which will be ready to present in seconds. So again, these are just some of the scenarios or capabilities of Copilot for Security, and the sky's the limit with these use cases. You can pretty much use it to help you with any aspect in security as well. All right, now in this specific scenario for posture management, we're asking Copilot for Security to review the users mentioned in the incident and check if the devices are compliant with Intune's policies. And if they're not compliant, what are the steps needed to make them compliant? And you can see that within a few seconds, the information is provided to us as we have requested it. Now, keep in mind, the response relies heavily on the questions you ask. So in this case, for example, we asked it to format it in a table, which it did. So if you're looking for a specific response, you have to type it in the prompt exactly what you're looking for. Now, in this scenario of the incident response, we're asking Copilot for Security to provide us more information about the entities involved. The entities could be their usernames, the servers, the workstations, the file hashes, the IP addresses, so on and so forth. And it's going to provide us as much detail as possible to help with our investigation as well. Again, if you were going to do this manually on your own and write the queries to get all this information, it can take you minutes to hours to do compared to just typing the prompt with Security Copilot, and then it gives you the information within seconds. Now, in this scenario of security reporting, we're asking Copilot for Security to write us a report based on the investigation and include a set of recommendations. And again, within seconds, as you've seen, we have our answer. The sky's the limit of what we're able to do with this technology. It's just a matter of the use cases that you build around this. Last set of use cases here. So just want to make sure that we're mentioning areas that are worth mentioning. Outside of the Sentinel area, obviously there's compliance, which revolves around security as well. So within the Microsoft Purview world, you might want to find out what was said in a Teams conversation or a Teams meeting that might violate some sort of a specific policy within your organization. In this example here on the left side of the screen, they were looking for the keyword weak stocks. That's what triggered the alert, which could be related to some sort of stock manipulation tactic. Or in the form of cloud security on the right side, you might want to know which one of your resources have some sort of vulnerability that are exposed to the internet, which may be used by hackers to break in. Now, fairly quickly, just wanted to walk you through the architecture of integrating Sentinel with OpenAI, again, because security Copilot for Security is not generally available. I just want to make sure that it's clear how the architecture of Microsoft Sentinel is integrated with the OpenAI model. Thank you so much for your time today.
That concludes today's episode of What the Tech. We hope you gained valuable insights into the world of AI-powered cybersecurity. In this episode, we explored the capabilities of Microsoft Copilot for Security and its roles in enhancing cybersecurity operations. Join us next time for a special summary episode where we'll revisit highlights from episode 42 to 45 of our AI Your Copilot series. Until then, stay tuned, stay curious, and keep innovating.